This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael. And we are joined by some fabulous guests here in the studio. Now, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Hump Day. No, that's Christmas. It's filled with Christmas fun. And, I mean, we've always got the big carols that happens, you know, I think that's Christmas Eve, that one kicks off in there. But, of course, there's even bigger, smaller ones that go on, which are kind of massive. In Melbourne's own city of Stonington, Stonington's much-loved concert series returns each and every year, and it's filled with some of Australia's most popular stars giving up their time and performing and having an absolutely fantastic time, supported by the Stonington Brass Band and South of the River Choir. Of course, there's always a special appearance by Santa. But there are two big carols that kick off. There's one this Sunday, which is the family Christmas carol at Central Park in Burke Road in Melbourne. And there's the carols at Como Park in Williams Road in South Yarra that happen the week after. And we've got two... God, why did I do this with the intro being such a mouthful? I don't even know why. I just kept on talking. You've got to stop me from constantly talking. We've got two of the famous carolers here who have both been in Kinky Boots. And Priscilla, please give it up for... You aren't... Oh, no, I've done the names. I've put so much effort in. Do you want to try?
Ewan Deutsch from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Kinky Boots. And Blake Applequist from also Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and Kinky Boots. Did one of you just stalk the other and just be like, oh, we'll just do the next show together as well?
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
So who came first?
No one's spilling the juice.
We're not spilling the tea. I can't believe after all that and after all those conversations I got the names wrong. But hey, so you are both performing in different Christmas carols. One of you is doing the family one, the family-friendly one, and one gets to be a bit more saucy the week after, possibly. Get your little adult Christmas carol on. When do you start rehearsing for Christmas carols? Is it kind of weird?
In January, the year before.
We always ask Mariah.
Do you guys get to pick the carols that you're going to be doing, or are you assigned songs?
We have been kind of given some freedom to put forward what we would like to sing, but there's also a lot of community carols that we all sing together, which is really awesome. So, yeah, we kind of get to do our own thing, which is really nice.
What's your favourite Christmas carol?
Well, mine's definitely Holy Night.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're going traditionalist with us.
Yes, okay, I am.
I didn't expect that.
I love it.
I think I love Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Oh,
yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Make a Yuletide gay.
Yes,
it's pretty much what we
always
do every single week.
Make a gay
It must be a whole lot of fun. I mean, have you guys done these before?
No, I haven't. This
no,
is the first
so you've
time.
Never done these carols?
Yeah, no, these carols, yeah.
We are stalking each other.
We are.
The police are waiting outside.
I reckon it's going to be a whole lot of fun because it definitely, like all the families, it gets really packed out. Everyone comes. Stonington is awash with families coming to have an absolutely brilliant time, and they've all got their candles and everything, and it's an absolute hoot.
It is. We've both done the... carols by candlelight before, and it's an experience.
The real one,
as opposed to the fake one.
The Sylvie one.
And it's honestly, it's just such a beautiful experience. You know, the energy on the night is so beautiful. The families, the kids. I think it's one of the most memorable moments I've had on the stage for sure.
Well, now since we have this combination of you guys constantly stalking each other, I mean, you're not going to be performing on the same carols, but are you thinking about wearing the exact same thing?
I'm going to watch. I'm going to be front row.
What have you got like cute little elf outfits, or do you have to wear like a?
Oh my god! Could you imagine those? But elf outfits would be probably more comfortable. It's very warm right now. Like the weather is
but
not
you could
exactly.
Do like, no. You could do like a summer elf with like just a cute little like footy shorts.
We could.
Oh,
I mean, I feel like I'm sensing that you're going to say no.
No, you're right. You sensed right.
So yeah, we're just going with a classic suit, not trying to overdo it.
Yeah, just
you
a
know,
nice...
a dad tie.
Oh, maybe.
Get your ho-ho-ho
if you're lucky, on. That'll be camp.
That'll be camp, but no, again, no.
Six, I remember last year when we had Sylvie in and she was talking about this, there's huge dramas when you're getting towards the carols because it comes down to the outfits.
Yeah.
It's not about the songs. It's where you have your leeway here or there, you get your songs, you've just got to roll with it, but it comes down to the outfits and you don't want to be clashing and there's all these difficulties. So have you got any forewarned things of you can't wear certain colours or anything like that?
Well, we've been told we can't wear red.
You're
just
kidding.
Not to clash with Santa.
And just the backdrop, apparently. You will go, not, sure. I'll just be a head. That's all anyone will see. Like,
I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Yes.
It would be like when the weather person accidentally wears a green
dress. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just you can't see.
Floating around.
So no red from me. Red. It's going to be no of the red.
That's
so
it.
Are we going green instead, or are you just going to go white?
Do you want to be that literal? I'm terrified for the things that you're thinking of. You've gone with elf outfit.
You'll stand
out. I want to go to your carols.
There's lots of sexy Santas.
You know, I haven't been to a carol since I was, a kid.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I'm just busy.
Well, you must come on Sunday then.
You've got to admit that this is your perfect opportunity because there's two opportunities, in fact. Yeah. The first one is the family Christmas at Central Park. That's in Burke Road in Malvern East, which is kicking off from 6:30. That's this Sunday. Now, I mean, there'll be children there. So maybe instead, Michael, we suggest that you go the week after to the carols at Como Park in Williams Road in South Yarra because they start at 7:30. So that 1 hour makes all the difference to bedtime.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, so this week's one is actually going to also be hosted by Lucy Durack, which is wonderful. And Emily Williams is going to be headlining it, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And the week after, it is Shane Jacobson. That's two very different hosts.
Very different.
So it's definitely one's going to be more family-friendly than the other. And Casey Donovan's going to be performing at that one. But I can't believe you haven't been... Do you not even watch it on TV?
No, I'll watch it on TV occasionally, but I don't think I've been present at a carol since I was maybe 12.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think it's time for that.
It's so
change.
Nice. It's so special.
It is so special. It's just...
Wonderful time.
It's also during gay party season, and the role that I do at work is very heavy on events and stuff. So
I don't want to hear your excuses.
Okay,
all right, well, we're going to get you guys to stick around so we can hear some more of Michael's excuses for why he won't come and support in the Christmas carols. It's all lies. I don't like it. It's terrible. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael.
You are listening to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean. Not that Michael. Maybe I should change it to that Michael. So he has to be not that Michael.
Oh, I know. Which one do you think he will prefer?
Well, I know which one he'll prefer. But we are joined in the studio by some sassy carolers. I'm just assuming that you're sassy. Ewan Doidge and Blake Applequist, who are... at two very special events coming up.
Yes,
Sunday 9th of December, the family Christmas at Central Park in Burke Road in Malvern East, and Sunday the 16th of December, carols at Como Park in Williams Road in South Yarra.
Yes, the city of Stonington, it takes over with carols over two big week Sunday evenings, one a bit more family friendly. Does that mean that the second one at Como you get to be a bit more risque in your outfit, Blake, or...?
I guess you'll have to come and find it.
Where will you be putting that stocking?
You just go full Eartha Kitt Santa baby.
Because I've gotten some of the things for some of the events and it's like they go, there's the children's slot and then the adult slot. And I'm like, how far can I push that? Like, how far can I go? So maybe you could try a bit of Baby It's Cold Outside, but reverse the gender roles or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Or an entire mistletoe suit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Get you all scantily clad up on stage and do a Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
A la Mean Girls. Yeah.
So the carols must be a whole lot of fun, but it also must be great to get together with other performers and be able to sing together and just have that fun as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, for us, you know, we see each other quite a lot, but then there's times when you don't. You know, the last time I worked with Lucy was in Legally Blonde, which was years ago.
Yeah.
And we see each other at events here and there, but it is so nice to kind of come together and hear each other sing what they love to sing and their style of music. It's always, you know, exciting for us to hear that.
But do you get to take any creative license with the music? Do you get to take, like, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but take it to, like, a really dark, like...
Are you thinking of lyrics? I thought you were thinking of, like,
family Christmas,
jazzing up the style or something. Like,
yeah, but change the style, make it a bit more slow instead of as upbeat. I'm talking probably specifically more to the more adult...
Oh, yeah.
Como Park.
Well, we're doing a whole bunch of different arrangements with John Thorne, who's our musical director. But, yeah, it's going to be a camp night, and we all get to sort of put our own spin on all the different classic carols and some new modern ones that you probably haven't heard before.
Oh, cool. Wait, like
new stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like legit new.
Legit new modern carols, like Baby There's Kangaroos Outside, or...
Maybe it's hot outside.
Because I always worry,
it's hot everywhere.
Honey, pass the error guard, fa la 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 la.
Could Could you
that is
us?
Actually the warning to everyone.
Oh, I'm going
to
no say that.
They bring a blanket, they bring some cheese, they've got their wine.
And
always forget the Aragard.
Always.
You're at an outdoor event, people. There will be mosquitoes.
There will be mosquitoes.
Light the citronella candles ASAP.
Yeah. We were away camping on the weekend and I took citronella and then no one had a lighter because,
no,
because
we're
really all
well.
Very healthy and nobody smokes. So I was like,
they
were
vaped.
What are we? Yeah, they were
vaped. Time for that.
Millennials. I was like, how are we going to protect ourselves from mosquitoes? So we had to like run throughout the camping festival trying to find a lighter.
It didn't really do much good. But hey, I mean, it must be a whole lot of fun being really, because Christmas, most wonderful time of the year. Are either of you thinking of giving a go at Mariah Carey's classic, of course, or you ever think you could step into that arena, or are you going to stay away from
I
it?
I just think everyone should stay away from that.
Even Mariah.
Just leave it. Leave it as is.
Leave it. Enjoy it for what it is, because it's amazing. Do not touch it.
I like watching the chart every year as it like starts re-entering the top 100.
Oh, yeah. It starts like, from November 1st.
Yeah,
it just starts to slowly
it
crawl.
It slowly creeps up in the charts. It's like, she's coming.
She's coming.
Now, these events are going to be a whole lot of fun. There's the family-friendly one kicking off at 6:30 this Sunday in Burke Road in Melbourne East. It's the family-friendly Christmas hosted by Lucy Durack starting at 6:30, which I think is very family-friendly time.
Mm, yes.
I mean, how long does it go for? Do we know?
It's about 2 hours, I'd say,
two-hour
show. You know, each of us have kind of got 4 songs each.
Oh, see, that's good because the sun won't have even gone down by the time you're done.
No.
No, it's great. You can kick on and party.
It'll be beautiful. I'm super excited. I can't wait, actually.
Yeah. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And now, since neither of you have been to them before, when I say it's packed, I mean it's going to be packed. Like, you'll just be looking out there and there are all the... Because everyone's just diving in. It's City of Stonington.
Gorgeous.
So it's going to be chockers. Have the Aragard. Be ready. Lots of selfies. Be prepared for them. I can't stress it enough, people. It's warm weather. You know, you're going to be in suits under lighting. It's going to be sweat. There's no way you can get around
we'll
that.
We'll regret that instantly, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
So, guys, before you head off, what is your favourite thing about Christmas?
Go
no pressure, but I'm putting you on the
no
spot.
No pressure.
I just love the togetherness that it sort of forces everyone to come together.
Force is such a pointed
word.
sometimes you need to be forced.
Yes.
To all get together. Yeah. It's not just, hey, let's catch up on the weekend. Forces you to all be in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, but whether that's with your family or your chosen family or friends, it's just a nice time to come together and weirdly sing songs that everyone knows but only once a year.
Isn't that funny that everyone knows them? So I'm very curious to see if any audience members are going to try to add to either of you.
They will.
Game they on. Definitely will. And, we'll
and I'll invite them up on stage.
I'll be like, no, this is my solo. Learn your place.
Yeah, my favourite... I am obsessed with Christmas.
Really?
Like, I love it so much. I legit, when I said I play carols January, I do.
Oh my God.
I know. Goodness. I'm at
your
the gym and I'm like, oh, holy night, we're doing bicep curls. I kid you not.
We actually saw the bicep curls occurring here in the studio, which is why Michael went.
Oh, I had to demo, you know. But I love it. You know, for me, I live away from my family. So, you know, I'm either there with them or they come here. And I don't know, it's just special. And the lead up, it's the lead up for me. Yeah. This whole month, I just absolutely adore, and
has
everyone's
all the decorations start
yeah,
going
the
up,
decorations, and everyone's just seems to be happy because it's the end of the year, and I don't know. It's
unless you're in the
to
CBD,
me.
And then everyone's frantic and get out
crazy,
snatching wrapping paper.
Yes,
so true. Now, last but not least, before you head off, obviously, everyone get to the carols; they're going to be amazing. What is your go-to food at Christmas? Mine is chocolate ripple cake. I've made it each and every year for my family every Christmas. That's how I do it.
My dad's go-to also, and it has
chocolate
to have spearmint leaves
cake.
On top.
No, spearmint is wrong.
No.
You just from
no spearmint leaves.
Spearmint is wrong. You don't need to add extra flavour. Cream and chocolate are enough.
He needs it.
Michael, what about yours?
Mine is, so my mum makes an Australian spin on plum pudding. So she does it with chocolate ice cream. So you'd probably really enjoy it.
I'm right
So
there.
It's a cold plum pudding. So it's like melted chocolate ice cream with all plum pudding ingredients in it and then refrozen. And it's so good on like a hot summer Christmas day. It's the best.
Perfect.
Yum.
Yeah.
Bring
best.
That on.
Mine is a steam pudding, which is a New Zealand dish that I always force my mother to make. She hates making it. But it's always on the menu.
Of course.
If it's not there, I'm not coming.
There you go. You threatened.
I threatened
it. It's hair rolls.
I think mine is, it's essentially like a Swedish ginger nut cookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called pepperkorka.
Pepperkorka, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You can, I love that we've all literally gone for desserts.
Christmas is a dessert.
What else is there, Dean?
Well, see, being Italian, our Christmas food, it's lasagna. We don't go outside the box. We just go with, we homemade lasagna. We're happy.
Good.
Yeah. Delish.
Yeah, just diving in. It's what the Italians do. Well, you can see these guys this week. So we've got December the 9th of... December. Sunday. Yes. This Sunday, it's a family Christmas at Central Park happening in Burke Road in Malvern East. Why not get on down, check it out, and get your Christmas caroling on. Then the week after that, this week's from 6:30. The week after from 7:30, carols at Como Park in Williams Road in South Yarra. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Have an absolutely awesome time seeing up a storm at the carols. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean. But not that Michael.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.